Wufi se se Africa ye huntoye ya.
Wom ombe nya omuhu.
Ye huntoye ya. Ombe ya mobo. Iti debia brani piano. Omu fa kwa mbisu se debe ya. Omu debe destabilize your institutions.
Mm.
And that is exactly what is going on. The person in question said, it's not a student of the institution. So how do you establish the fact? Because one must be a credible student of an institution that is in a level that is having index that you award a marks to student, and there must be a revelation or evidence or a fact. Say, sister, no, the lady in question, why are exams? And one more home, and a professor jump on the subject. Why are they? Why passing? These are things that we can cross check. So it is bogus. It is useless. Let's call the spade a spade. That their investigation is bogus, and they must apologize to the people of Ghana and to the University of Ghana that for this particular investigation that they did, they got it wrong. They must do it, and we need that apology from them. But what they said, sex for grade, and what we have watched so far does not in any way suggest that there was a sex for grade. So they must apologize. Unqualified apology to the Ghanaian people, to His Excellency the President of Ghana, and to the University of Ghana. Say they couldn't establish that fact, and we demand that BBC apologizes to the people of Ghana that they will not take us for a ride.